Hello and welcome to Roots Spill the Tea. In this episode, Otis and I speak to Peter and Eric from the Lions Club about their Talking News, which is a reading of the local paper.
How long have you done the Talking News for, Peter?
Well, we've been doing the Talking News in its present form for the last 9 years. It started about 9 years ago, about 2 years after the previous Credit and Talking News folded because of lack of people to do the recordings and lack of numbers of people to listen to it. A gentleman called John May came from Lichfield. He tried to help us to set it up again, and he did so very well. So he recorded it in Lichfield for about a year. And then after that, we took it over down in Crediton completely and did all the production ourselves with Eric and a couple of others.
Is it quite unique then? Is there other Talking News around the country?
Yes, there's quite a lot of Talking News organisations throughout the UK.
Yeah?
So yeah, we're not unique in that respect.
No. Are they sort of separate, or are they...?
Yes, we're all autonomous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we have our own board of governors and our own way that we operate.
Yeah. We belong to the Talking News Federation, which is the federal organisation in the country.
Yeah.
And I think there must be a couple of hundred Talking News across the country, I think.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, yes, there's... two local ones, and the nearest to us is Tiverton.
Oh, right.
That's been going for 33 years.
Blimey.
And Tavistock as well.
Yeah.
Not so much to us, don't you?
Well, what about the technology side of it, Otis? What do you want to know about that?
Is it easy to manage the technology side when you're turning the pages to read them?
It was, first of all, we used to have pre-publication copies of the paper, and we then sort of decided what we were going to read from each page, as it were. But then they altered the publication date of the paper, the local paper, so that we now get the actual paper itself in front of us, and we sit there with a paper each, and we go around identifying which bits we're going to read, and then... we do it, but as far as the other technology is concerned, we've got a setup pretty similar to here, except that we have different microphones and a mixing deck and a laptop computer that we use to record on.
Do you mind doing it? Because some people read books and get tired of it, you know, and they like read for a long time and they stop because they're tired, like they had enough. You're not that sort of people, are you? Because I would be if it was me, if
you're
trying to read.
No, I don't think so, Otis. We believe in what we're doing, and the one thing is, we realise how important it is for all of our listeners. A lot of people are on their own, and this is their only contact with the community and what is happening in the outside world. So they rely on this very much so. And if you look at the readers that we have, they're not reading every week. So we have a change of reader each week. And that means that that you're getting used to a lot of different voices.
I like that.
To what you normally would.
Are you going to read this Friday's Talking News then, Peter?
Yes, I'm... Apart from holiday times, I'm there all the time.
Are you there this Friday?
Yes, I am, yes.
So will it be you and Eric this Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, if you look at it, in all the weeks that we've been broadcasting, we've only missed one.
Oh,
really?
Yes, and that was the time of the Beast from the East. Mm-hmm. If you remember, we had the terrible snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And that happened on a Thursday.
Oh, no.
And none of us could get into Crediton to do the recording.
No.
But
yeah,
that's the only time.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, COVID, Peter took all the equipment and set it up in his bedroom.
How did he do it, Peter?
And he did that for a couple of months on his own. And then when things started to ease a bit, I... did it on my own in the recording studio for another 2 months. So we didn't let any of our listeners down. We brought the news to them. And that was the important thing. But the other thing I'd like to say to Otis is this, that we are a lifeline for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we take it very seriously. And we're there, Peter and I are there every week. The only time we're not is if we're on holiday. But we have to make sure, because there are only, out of all the people that are associated, there's only four people that can actually do the recording and deal with the laptop. So it's important that we are there.
Yeah, definitely. And what sort of audience do you have? Do you know what your audience
is? At the moment, we've got 46 listeners.
Really?
We've had more than that.
Yeah.
We've been up in the top 50s. But unfortunately, a lot of our listeners are ageing population.
Yeah.
And so, for various reasons, people drop off. Mm. But we're always looking to promote the service, which is totally free.
Yeah.
And for people that are partially sighted or blind, yes, it's there for them if they want it.
Absolutely, absolutely. What? How do you find? Where can you listen to the talking news?
Well, the way that you listen to it is from the memory sticks that we broadcast.
Yeah.
But with that, we advertise all the time so that people can get in contact with us, and we always, when we find a new client, we go and demonstrate the equipment, and they can actually listen to a broadcast to get the understanding of it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So do you have to be a subscriber then?
Sorry?
Do you have to subscribe to the service?
In effect, yes. It's available to registered blind people or partially sighted people. The reason for that is that the package goes out to the client each week and it's postage free.
Yeah.
And that covers, is covered by the post office. There are some talking newses who do publish on the web as well.
Yeah, oh, right. So I thought it was on the web.
Yes, we could do, but we haven't, in fact, done so. And it's one of the things that may be open to us in the future to do that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Wouldn't be too hard to do.
No, probably not.
No.
But we need extra technical assistance, you see, because this is where people like you come in.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're not planning to leave credits in?
No,
we're not going to leave credits in.
Well, later today.
Yes.
Yeah, we use something called, well, it used to be called Anchor.
What's it called now?
It's just Spotify for podcasters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is one group. It's called British Wireless for the Blind, which in fact is a host organisation for disseminating various talking newses.
Or indeed,
we could set up our own web page and have it on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
We haven't done so at the moment. But part of the reason for that is that we do, when we send the recorded memory stick out, include other articles which are subject to copyright.
Yeah,
But we're allowed to send those
Peter
out
White,
in the way we do it to our clients who are registered.
Yeah.
But to make that available to the general public on a web page would be contrary to copyright
rules.
So if we could, in fact, put the recordings we do out on the web, but it's something we just haven't done yet.
No,
can I ask Otis a question?
Yes.
Peter White, then.
Otis, when you listen to the talking news, do you actually listen to some of the magazines as well?
Yeah, Peter White,
Peter Wright, you like Peter.
Who else is there? Bert George Gardner, no, excuse me.
We've met him, actually.
Who?
We met him at Bristol.
Who, Peter Wright?
With his guide.
What type of dog has Peter Wright got?
I think it's Labrador, I think, I can't remember from memory.
Mm. Yes.
We used to have a golden retriever, which are lovely dogs, aren't they? And I see there's one around here today, which is a Labrador, isn't it?
It is.
Dominic's.
It's a lovely dog.
Dominic's one.
Yeah.
Chip, yeah.
What else did you want to know?
I don't know. It's hard to
Is there anything else you'd like us to put on to the talking news?
That's a good question.
I don't know. It's hard to think, Tom. Really, I don't.
What else would you want in the talking news? If you choose something to be in the talking news, what would it be?
Do you know, that's a hard one. I actually don't know. What would I do to change, to make
we often puzzle. Do you want more sport, for instance, and things like that? Because we, you know, mainly
more stuff about Yeovil and Crediton.
Yeovil and Crediton.
I like it when you talk about the most exciting thing actually that I got read from me. It was about because they were doing some tracking, weren't they, Tom? There was only trains to Crediton and Barnstaple, and I don't know who read that, but it might have been you, Peter. Doing some railway, and there was any. If you want to get a train to, if you want to go to Exeter, then you can get off at.
Oh, what do you mean when Yeovil wanting the trains to Okehampton to stop at Yeovil?
Yeah.
And they don't because there's no platform.
No platform there.
Well, they hardly go on that train. But yeah.
We make sure that we cover important things like that because that affects a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Also, we've had a lot of comment about all the potholes on the roads.
The train strikes.
Especially those to Yeoford.
Yeah, 8377.
I like it when you mention Yeoford. Can you mention that more often?
Yes, really?
Well, we're limited by how many times.
Well, that's right.
All things might happen.
There's strikes coming up next month, Roger. 5th of February next month. There's strikes Monday strike, 5th of February.
In Yeoford?
Not Yeoford. Probably here.
Yes.
If I want to get a train from Digby to Crediton, I won't be able to do that because I have to miss it. Which I don't mind, but I mean, I like hearing about certain things about what's happening because then I know what to look out for when there's strikes. And then I won't be concerned until I won't say, "Oh, Martin, there's a strike coming up." But they didn't tell me. Yeah. Because as soon as I heard the strike part from Peter, I said, "Oh, sugar, I have to tell Martin that." And I did. I had to say, "Martin, there's a strike happening this week," because Eric told me.
So you heard that there was a strike from the talking news?
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to go and talk to Martin about it. I said, "There's a strike happening. Martin, can have a look."
Yeah.
And Martin did have a look, and he was right. There was strikes.
Anything that affects local travel is a must.
That's really good. Anything else, Otis?
I don't know, probably not yet.
Otis, you've got a birthday coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, we're in January still,
haven't we? Did you say it was May? Yeah. Anyway, you'll have to listen out because we always recognise birthdays. So you'll have a special mention that week.
I think he may well get a special mention this week.
I think he's going to do that anyway.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Yes.
And you're actually going to come to the studio to see his recording, the news amazing. As well.
Yeah, it would be amazing, Tom.
Yeah.
That's coming on your birthday, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Sign off your podcast the same way as Peter and Eric sign off their comments.
Oh, right, yes.
Go on.
Okay, yes. So, this is Otis signing off now. Thanks for listening and goodbye from Otis.
Peter. Eric.
Eric.
Goodbye.
And all of us here. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye for now.